This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll check in on the Canada West Men's Hockey Final, all set for this weekend in Saskatoon. Hear from former WHL player Matt Ravel in year three after UBC pulled out a giant upset over the University of Alberta. We'll go to Saskatoon and check in on this week's On the Run WHL Player of the Week, and as well recap the U.S. Challenge Cup held this past weekend in Northern Washington. Matt Ravel from the UBC Thunderbirds is all set to take on the University of Saskatchewan in the Canada West final, and also getting that berth at Nationals. It joins us in the line before they depart for Saskatoon. Matt, what a big upset win. Everybody talking about your victory over Alberta and just how important that was to UBC. Let's go back to that game three and how you guys pulled that out.
Yeah, it was one heck of a series, that's for sure. We were obviously the heavy underdogs coming in, and Alberta is such a good team and a great program. I think it's been 42 years that UBC has advanced to the Canada West final, and it was kind of just a whirlwind on Sunday. It was one of those gritty road playoff wins where we kind of just stuck with the process, had a hot goalie, and things turned out in our favor.
Yeah, big for UBC as well because, you know, we talk about, you said 42 years, but when it comes to UBC, they haven't been in the final since 1978. That's the year I was born. I'm way older than you, but boy, I'm sure it feels pretty good for UBC to be headed to this Canada West final.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredibly exciting. The Canada West final we have next weekend, we're going to Saskatoon to play another good team in U of S, and you know, we punched our ticket to go to Halifax on March 9th, and for us, it's an exciting time, and for a program that I think in my first year we ended up hosting the first round of playoffs, and that hadn't happened for over 10 years. So for us, since I've been here, the improvement that we've made in our program is substantial.
You've had a chance now to team up at the university level with your teammates that you had in the WHL. You started in Saskatoon. You spent a lengthy time in Kamloops with the Blazers and then finished off as an overager in Portland. So now you're teaming up and going head-to-head here at this level. What's it like? How competitive is it with everybody?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, this year we were able to bring in Quinn Benjafield and Jake Christie, who I played in Kamloops with, like you said. And we're playing against U of S, where that our captain in Kamloops, Colin Shirley, plays currently. So it's so exciting, and having you know, guys that you played against for the last, probably, I guess for me, about 8 years or so. There's a lot of rivalries within the teams, and then there's a lot of rivalries within players. So it's a lot of fun, and we enjoy the competition, and it's definitely a high level.
All right, so with that victory, you've already secured a berth at Nationals already, so that's important. That's huge. You get that out of the way. But how important is it to try to upset Saskatchewan here, the number two ranked team in the nation, and try to win that Canada West title?
It's incredibly important for us this weekend. Being lower ranked coming into the playoffs here, we have a chance, if we beat Saskatchewan this weekend, to move up to third rank, so third seed in the Nationals. So for us, if we're able to do that, we'll get a way better draw for our first game. And the tournament being one game elimination, that's all you can think about at this point, is that first game, because if you lose, you're done. You're going home. So the difference between losing and winning this weekend will be a third or probably a sixth or seventh seed, and that could make the difference.
Matt, you played out your junior eligibility and now taking advantage of that WHL scholarship. How important has it there been for you at UBC as you chase a degree in kinesiology?
Incredibly important. You know, just having the opportunity to come to a prestigious school like UBC and be a student athlete here is incredible. And the WHL package that we're able to earn through our years in the WHL is actually the difference maker for most kids, I think. You know, just being able to attend a school like this and just focus on school and the sport part of it, and not the tuition or the books and you know, everything that comes with the package. It allows lots of kids to further their studies to the university.
How's the balance? How much workload is it to play hockey at such a high level and, you know, really be jetting around Western Canada, but still chase a degree and having to focus on your studies as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of life lessons that you learn when you come to school. You think you have it figured out when you come out of the junior level, and there's a lot of wake-up calls that come with moving out of billet houses, moving into your own place, cooking meals, putting time away to study for your exam, and then going to practice, going to workout. And, you know, most days are pretty busy. Some days we're gone from Thursday till Sunday. So there's a balance that you got to find where you can be successful in hockey and put in the time at the rink and take care of your body. But also you have to put in the time in school and make sure that you're ahead of the game, so that when the exams do come around, you don't have to cram too much or spend too much time stressing about those.
Hey, Matt, great job in this chat here with us. I know it's been quite the run there for you already there at UBC. This is year three already. We joked off air about how quick time goes here, but you already pulled off one major upset here already, and I know that UBC is going to be gunning for the second one here. So, hey, good luck in the Canada West Final and at Nationals, Matt, and thanks for catching up with us here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much for having me, Keenan.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Canada West has announced its award winners from this past hockey season. Saskatchewan's Taryn Cosin was the big winner. Former Seattle Thunderbirds and Kamloops Blazer netminder earned a pair of honors as the conference's coaches selected him as both the Player of the Year and Goalie of the Year. Cosin backstopped the Huskies to 17 wins this season while leading Canada West in goals against average of 1.87 and save percentage of .931. He also had 5 shutouts and, if you remember, scored a goal as well. Ex-Portland Winterhawk and longtime Lethbridge Hurricane Adam Henry also enjoyed a memorable day. He claimed both the Top Defenseman and Student Athlete Community Service Awards. The Manitoba Bisons defender led all defensemen in goals with 11. Two other Saskatchewan Huskies, former Vancouver Giant and Victoria Royal, as well as Red Deer Rebel Jared Dimitru, was named the Rookie of the Year, and Levi Cable, formerly of the Kootenay Ice, won the Sportsmanship and Ability Award. The 2020 Canada West Men's Hockey Final is set for this weekend as the UBC Thunderbirds travel to Saskatoon to take on the Huskies, UBC's first trip to the conference final since 1978, and the first meeting between the T-Birds and Huskies in the Canada West Final.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Delta Hockey Academy Green were crowned as the champions of the inaugural WHL U.S. Challenge Cup as Delta defeated Yale Hockey Academy 4-3 in the tournament's championship game Sunday afternoon, held at the Access Showwares Center, home of the WHL Seattle Thunderbirds in Kent, Washington. Tournament featured 12 of the top-ranked Bantam teams from the Western United States and British Columbia. Teams took part in an 18-game round robin, playing 3 games each. In the end, it was Delta on top, Yale finishing second, while the West Van Warriors placed third. The All-Star team was also announced. It included goaltender Phoenix Hewlett from the Alaska 14U, defenseman Nathan Toby of the Dallas Stars Elite 05s, defenseman Carter Savage of the Delta Hockey Academy, forward Zach Benson from the Yale Hockey Academy, forward Macklin Celebrini of the San Jose Junior Sharks, and forward Trevor Connolly of the San Diego Saints. Next up, the WHL U.S. Prospects Draft, set for March 25th.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Saskatoon Blades defenseman Aiden de la Gorgondière has picked up the WHL On the Run Player of the Week award, 6 points and plus 6 in 2 games. Voice of the Blades, Les Lazarek, has more.
Thank you, John. Yes, Aiden de la Gorgondière of the Saskatoon Blades, the latest Western Hockey League Player of the Week and a member of the CHL Team of the Week. Aiden is with me, and when you hear that sort of a line like that, what does that mean to you?
It feels pretty good. I thought our team had a good weekend as a whole, and all the credit can't be just put on me here. My teammates all had great weekends as well.
Yeah, it was a big couple of victories for you guys, 4 points in the standings that you need. We'll get into that in a moment, but for you personally, to be able to do that, I mean, you had a birthday in there. In fact, you had 4 assists against Swift Current on your birthday. That's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. My dad and sister were in town, actually, so... it was pretty cool to do that in front of them, and hopefully we can keep it going.
And you mentioned the fact that your dad, sister were in town, parents' weekend, special significance in that respect as well, for you to be able to have that type of a weekend, and the team to have that kind of a weekend with everybody in town like that.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was cool to see all the families. I kind of met a new bunch of people. But yeah, I think everyone was pretty happy with their parents there and siblings. So it was a good weekend.
Okay. For yourself, 6 points in 2 games, it boosts your point total up close to 30 now for the season. I think you have to be pretty happy with that for yourself personally.
Yeah. Can't complain. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I thought I had a good weekend. I thought the season I've put up points here and there, but haven't been that consistent. So hopefully I can gain off this past weekend.
Okay, so the points is one thing. Your ability to play defensively is the other thing, and that's a big part of your game. To me, you're among one of the more improved players on the team in that respect, especially on the blue line. How would you feel about that?
Yeah. Last year when I came in here as a 16-year-old, they stressed a lot about defense. So I took that, and I kind of ran with that, I guess. I feel like I'm a good defenseman, and that's my game first, and then just trying to add layers on, I guess, my offensive layers.
How much does it help to have a head coach like Mitch Love, an associate coach like Ryan Marsh, both of whom played in this league and played your position as defense?
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah, they always give me pointers offensively and defensively. Yeah, they're awesome.
How much of it is about structure and simplicity in the blue line, especially inside your own zone?
Yeah, it is. They don't want us to overcomplicate anything, so just making the easy, simple play, get the puck out of the zone and join the rush. So that's basically all they kind of tell us, and then just kind of adding layers on to that, I guess.
And then joining the rush, I see that happening more often for yourself, and that just comes with confidence, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to push the play a little more, trying to join in, be the second layer of offense there, so if the forwards want to hit us, they can.
Aiden, you come up against the Prince Albert Raiders, the arch rivals, those guys to the north. You had a big playoff series with them last year. You're chasing them in the standings. It's only an 8-point difference, and you play them four more times before the regular season ends. To say this is a big weekend is an understatement, right?
Yeah, it's a very big weekend for us. They don't really like us, and we don't really like them. So it's going to be hard-fought games. We need to gain some points here, so it'll be a big weekend.
How quickly did it take you to adapt to that not liking Prince Albert sort of a thing?
Not very long. I think it was in preseason in my 15-year-old year. I found out that us and them don't really get along very well.
Okay. Well, Aiden, I know they don't like you, the Blades, all that much. It should be a great weekend. Thank you so much for the time. And again, congratulations on being the WHL Player of the Week and a member of the CHL Team of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
Aiden Delagrangiere of the Saskatoon Blades, as we send it back to you, John.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Les Lazarek in Saskatoon again this week, and as well, thanks to our guest. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.